Good afternoon. We continue to track the latest storm system through the region. The main storm center now is in the Gulf of Maine, and the wind is beginning to pick up behind the system across interior New York and New England. At the same time, the steadiest precipitation is shifting to the north and east. Still, plenty of snow showers left this afternoon across the higher terrain in the Green Mountains and the Adirondacks, where an additional inch or two of snow possible, perhaps as much as three, across the favorable ski areas. The rest of the region will see a mix of rain and snow showers as temperatures climb into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Precipitation will continue to wind down tonight, still some leftover rain and snow showers as lows drop back into the lower and middle 30s. For Wednesday, the weather will remain unsettled with the upper-level disturbance passing overhead and a gusty wind out of the northwest producing mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers. But with that same wind off the warmer waters of the Great Lakes, favorable snowbelt regions will see more accumulating snow towards central New York. High temperatures will be in the upper 30s to around 40. High pressure will build in for the end of the week, keeping it dry on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s and lower 40s with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Friday. Another system will approach over the weekend. Right now it looks like the best chance of showers will be Saturday night and early Sunday morning, otherwise dry both days with highs climbing into the middle and upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the system that's been impacting our region over the last 24 hours will lift through northern New England today. Accumulations of 6 to 12 inches, perhaps more, are possible for northern Maine, where winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect. The backside of this system will feature heavy lake effect snow as cold air moves over the still relatively warm lake waters. Significant accumulations of 10 or more inches are likely in the most persistent snow bands, especially for locations downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. This is expected to persist through the middle of the week. Meanwhile, the next round of heavy precipitation pushed into the Pacific Northwest yesterday and will extend southward into Northern California today and tomorrow. Heavy to excessive rainfall is possible, and the Weather Prediction Center has highlighted parts of the region with a marginal risk for flash flooding. Accumulating snow and ice are possible for portions of the Washington Cascades where winter weather advisories are in place, with mountain snow also possible into the Intermountain West. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny and windy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with light snow 1 to 2 inches today and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today 43 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 66 set in 1896 and the record low 8 in 1957. Sunrise this morning at 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming breezy with leftover snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, some rain showers mixing in the valleys, and highs in the middle and upper 30s. More snow showers tonight, especially in the mountains and off into the western Adirondacks in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered leftover rain showers this afternoon and highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with snow showers and more persistent squalls developing off of Lake Ontario, some rain showers in the valley locations with highs in the middle and upper 30s. More snow showers and squalls tonight with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few leftover rain and snow showers this afternoon with highs near 40. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers through the afternoon and high temperatures around 40. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered snow showers, upper 30s to around 40. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 30s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Friday in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, lower to mid-40s. A good chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday morning. Mostly cloudy Sunday afternoon, upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.